ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a geek.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to 8 days a geek. Welcome to Geeks of the Eight. Welcome to the Eight of the Geeks. Welcome to the Weeks of the Geeks of the Eights of the Weeks of the Weeks of the Chris Weeks. 8 days a geek. My name is AJ and I'm here with
Chris Weeks
and
Ben Pratt. No, Chris Weeks as well,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, nice. Ah, there he is. We're going to be talking about the final chapter of the Book of Boba Fett in the name of honor.
In the name of God.
So, yeah, the final chapter of the Book of Boba Fett, the big one, people would say. 7 episodes this series. Ever so weird. Why do you think they picked 7, Chris?
Ran out of ideas.
What do you think, Ben?
I think they knew that we do these in pairs and they were like, let's screw with them a little bit.
Yeah, it did bugger us actually a bit. It did get in the way. So, I mean, I don't really know where to start with this episode, to be honest. Well, other than the start. But it's been a little while since this came out. How long has it been? A week and a half?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I think it was the week before last.
Yes, a week and a half.
The Jedi are taking over. Oh, come here, boy.
Youngling.
Don't worry about that.
Come in, youngling.
I'll take your coat. And,
speaking of,
Master
boys.
Master Windu.
Did we see? I sent it this in the group chat. The
you sent it this, did you?
Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah. I've been so excited about this game.
Yeah.
It's dreadful, really, because, you know, obviously I'm in my early 30s.
Doesn't matter.
But it looks unbelievably good.
They have updated everything.
I love the old ones, let alone the bloody new ones.
Oh, the original series was great. What are you saying, Ben? Are you not buzzing for it?
Ben, what's wrong?
I'm so excited. Excited.
Why do you look and sound angry then?
Just because I'm angry that it's not in my hands right now. You know?
It comes out on April the 5th. That's really not long.
April the 5th be with you.
Hey, Jenks, do you want to know something cool about Pry?
Go on.
He has started playing Star Wars Galaxies.
Again?
Again?
It's been, the last time I played it, I think, was
it's been
2000.
A year to the day. It's been.
When was it, Pry?
Early 2000s. That's when I played.
That's when he was like four.
You were young.
I would have been about 8 or something.
Yeah, he's now 12.
Yeah.
Leap year.
All those years ago. Have you been accepted into it?
Yeah, I have been. And
have you been on?
I have been on. I've got a couple of characters on the go.
Oh.
Because I wanted to make a smuggler and then I wanted to make a trader. And I wanted to try out both a combat playthrough and a, you know, just a passive playthrough, if you will.
Nice. Very good.
Really excited.
You've got to get out into the community as quick as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I've joined the Discord and the Reddit and I'm just kind of keeping up with things, you know. It's exciting to jump back in.
What sort of vibe are you getting so far? Oh, have you done the piloting? No, not yet.
I've done that.
For goodness sake.
Sorry, my phone vibration is so loud.
I did the space missions that you do when you're on the first starting ship vessel thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool, isn't it?
That, to get your pilot's license, which is just awesome. I mean, and you come back and you have to request to land. Oh. Just brilliant.
Yeah, at the space stations.
It's so cool.
Is that good, is it?
Doesn't space look beautiful, don't you think?
I mean, for a game that is decades old, it looks amazing. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
Have they not done an update or anything?
Well,
not for a long time. It's not being made anymore. Like, it's only run on fan-run servers.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so they're reusing assets to make expansions, but they haven't been able to update the graphics or anything. But yeah, it's great.
Oh yeah, they've added Bespin now.
Added Bespin, and they've got plans to add Felucia as well, which is pretty cool.
Felucia.
I quite like that they haven't updated it.
Yeah?
I quite like it. It's like RuneScape did tons of updates and then it's just gone back to how it used to be. I mean, yeah, granted, not many people play it anymore, but, like, it's just nice to get that.
Yeah, the thing, they did the same with Classic WoW. They're like, let's put out Classic WoW because everyone wants it. They put it out and everyone went, I don't want to play this. And they went back to normal WoW. So,
yeah,
same thing. Well, no, old school RuneScape has got a bigger player base.
Yeah.
I think it's a decent size still.
But yeah, I think there's about, 50,000, 100,000 people that still go on there. But compared to the old days, whoa.
Yeah.
I remember walking through Lumbridge Village and mate, I could not move. I couldn't move. It was absolutely packed, it was.
Yeah, packed. Well, luckily you could because, you know, there's no collision, but...
I know, yeah. I'm thinking more
metaphorically, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
More in the visual sense. I was like, well, I'm morphing into 50 different people right now and all I want to do is go to the bank.
Lovely, though.
Beautiful, though. Beautiful. Chris, are you getting into anything?
Hello, mate.
Men?
No, I'm getting out of things.
Oh, what are you getting out
of? Well, I mean, I haven't got a room for my computer anymore, so...
He's getting out of the closet.
It's crushing.
Wait, don't you have a games console?
Yeah. But I don't play it. I just have it for, like, so I can be one of the boys.
What console do you have?
PS4.
Oh. Yeah, I sold.
Ever heard of it? I'll get a PS5 for the Harry Potter game.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's going to cost you a bomb there to get one of them, my friend.
I know, yeah. What's going on with that?
Well,
disgraceful.
Listen, by then it'll come down in price, hopefully, although it has been out for a good...
I'll tell you a secret, right? I'll tell you a secret. I was over at...
You want to know a secret? If you promise not to tell,
closer.
I was in CEX a couple of weeks ago, and I literally saw I saw a PS5 just sitting up there for about £800. I think I may have told you this, Pri.
You did, yeah.
And I was just talking to the person there because I class them as a friend, and.
Very good of you.
And they were just saying, oh no, we've got like 10 PS5s out the back. We just keep one out the front and just bump the price up and we can literally double our money.
Imagine saying that to a customer.
Shocking. And I was just like, right, well, I'm obviously not getting one. That's insane.
That's shocking, isn't it?
That's why I'm going to go
disgusting.
Xbox Next Gen. Thank you very much.
To be fair, it does look very appealing because it's still on Amazon for a great price. You can get the smallest one, the, you know... The hard drive only one for $250.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very appealing.
It's class.
God, I might have to get that.
Yeah,
that's a shame as well because like I've always been PlayStation.
Yeah,
you know?
Same. And it's clearly the better console. It's a shame.
Everything all right back then?
A lot of the PlayStation only games are now actually opening up to be
not Spider-Man, mate.
Oh,
not Miles Morales.
That's only one.
It's a big one, though. It's a really big one.
I remember when Gears of War used to say, we're only on PlayStation, you better come over here.
Hold on,
then...
Gears of War was an Xbox exclusive, mate.
That's other way around.
Just other way around. There.
Other way around, but the point still stands, it's not exclusive anymore. It's all free.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I have been playing Jedi Fallen Order again.
Good time.
Great game.
They've announced the sequel to it. They said they're definitely making it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think Calcastus is canon now, isn't he?
Calcutta. Yeah.
He's canon now, so he could easily come into live action.
Yeah.
Well, look, we thought that he might turn up in Mando, didn't we?
Yep. Disappointing,
though. Honestly, disappointing. I placed my bet on it being Cal, and I was... starting to believe myself the closer it got the episode. And I was like,
to be fair,
he's a package ready, you know?
He's a package.
He's got a package and he's a package ready because we know his face because they did live motion capture. Mm-hmm. He's ready to go. He's a great actor. Come on.
Yeah.
So
to be fair, much more believable than what they actually did in the end.
So we did bets, didn't we? So you went with Cal. I went with Windu.
Yeah, fuck.
Who did you go for, Weeks?
I think I said Luke. I said I didn't think it was going to happen, but I was like, please God, let it happen. And let it be Sebastian Stan. So I was half right.
Yeah.
No, I think you said...
I said...
No, we went
Jocasta
out.
Jocasta
Nu. We went out there with our...
No, I didn't.
No.
Obviously.
No, you said... what's her face? Amelia Clark, didn't you?
Yeah, you did.
I always say Amelia Clark.
In
Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who cares? I'm talking about Mandalorian.
Jeez. Same thing. It's the same thing.
Well, it was briefly the same thing in its height. And then it's descended again.
Right. Well, let's get on to this. That brings us...
Hey, boys. Before we do,
oh.
I watched an episode of Mando Season 1, which is, you know, perhaps the inferior season. just the other night. It was the one in the prison. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Where they're freeing the guy.
Where you first meet, what's his face?
Yeah, Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo Baggins, friendliest hobbit of the world.
Yeah, and my God, it took me back because it's incredibly good. And it's like just a filler episode, but oh my God, it was awesome.
It finishes with those X-Wings, doesn't it? Just coming in and just destroying the base.
Just left the little tag on the guy on that bizarre Twi'lek.
Did it take you back to Croydon,
do you remember,
mate?
That bit where he... where he's chasing them through the station and like he's there in shot and then he's out of shot and he's in. Oh my God. The tension is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Now, Jenks, do carry on.
Now. Well, that brings us perfectly into the final episode, In the Name of Honor. So as we remember from the previous episode, From a Desert Comes a Stranger, incredible episode. I think we gave that very, very high scores.
We did. It was wonderful.
Yoda was... Not Yoda.
he came back.
Grogu was left with a choice of taking either Mando's chainmail or taking Yoda's lightsaber to be trained as a Jedi.
Yoda.
I think, what did we want to happen? Well, we wanted Yoda and Luke to kind of team up.
Yeah.
Well, I said that what's going to happen is he's going to take the chainmail because it makes for a better story. But we wanted him to take Yoda's lightsaber and just do some badass backflips and stuff, and it'd just be epic.
Yeah. Mm. And like rock up and save the day.
Yeah.
Well, have I got news for you?
What happened?
a pretty poor version of the first thing you said.
I don't even watch these episodes. I'm just like, I'm tuned in here to find out what happened.
So the episode opens with Luke's X-Wing coming to Tatooine.
Lovely.
And we expect... Oh, is Luke in there? No, it's R2 flying Grogu back. It's pretty much... Luke has gone, all right, bugger off then.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to fly you myself.
No. R2, get out. Take him. I don't want him. So Luke's just been left there alone on that planet.
He's used to that.
Oh, yes.
I said this in the last episode. Do you remember I said he is really mean? And it just shows even more now.
He is mean.
He is mean.
He's really mean.
He's just like, oh, yeah, sorry. You've been here 2 weeks. Choose.
Yeah. Do you want the person who you love the most in this world, or would you like to be like me? Pretty cool, eh? And he's like...
Yeah, look at this. Look at the frog thing. That could be you.
To be fair, he does love frogs.
He loves frogs. He's a big fan of frogs. I think it's more Luke turned around and went, right, you either stay on my storyline, which is obviously going to be badass and brilliant and cool... Like, we're literally making the Jedi Order again. Or you can go and help Boba Fett.
I feel like it was more like, listen, you can take my path.
Do you want to know?
Do you want to know a secret? And listen, people will make games about you. They'll make merchandise. And you'll have the best life where you just grow into be this incredible Jedi. And it'll just be loads of fun. Or you can go back to Mando... Have a little cameo here and there and live a dull existence. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the latter. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great.
I'm a dull existence.
So you got a starfighter now, have you? Oh, yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Great.
Yeah, love to sit in the back seat in that little weird bubble thing.
Yeah, I'll just knock on
get a proper ship.
I reckon.
Don't be flying a fighter around.
I reckon Luke battered him and that's why he left.
Just beat him. You stupid little. Grogu is back at Tatooine. Meanwhile, Bane and the Pikes confront Fett Shand and Mando outside the remains of the sanctuary. Because for some reason they choose to stay there because the mods go, this is where the people are. We're going to stay here. We're not going to go back to Jabba's palace, which is definitely... so much better to defend than staying in the streets in ruins.
Since when did they care about the people? I thought they're meant to be like outcasts.
They care about the water.
He's right.
It's a desert planet.
And I tell you what, they'd love me.
Hey.
There he is.
Didn't have to steal this, boys.
Oh, he didn't want any of your fancy water, though.
I paid for it.
Good old famished water.
Famished?
I paid for this. Yeah,
what's the word I mean? Fashion. I'm drunk, boys. I tell you, I had half a can. I'm gone.
Famished.
Old famished water.
Famished water. That water is even thirsty. That's how much we're on a desert planet.
Oh, it's absolutely famished.
So yeah, and then they decide to defend themselves in the ruins.
Dreadful. Of, what are they thinking
of the street? Which is an absolute.
Well, at this point, choice. I really didn't care. It was already at this point. I just lost all interest, and I was like,
It was a bad start.
It was a bad start, and I was like, I don't care where they are, or you know, they're having these little negotiations where they're talking to the Twi'lek, and they're, you know, he's like, hey, I'm sure that I can negotiate and make reason. And you're like, I don't care anymore. Just bring us back to Mando.
Yeah.
God, it was awful.
So the other crime families, surprise, surprise, betray Fett and attack his soldiers throughout Mos Espa. And when it says here, attacks his soldiers.
Says where?
Well, what I'm looking at here.
In your mind.
The diligent notes that you've taken.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good.
Let's talk about Fett soldiers quickly.
They
consist of about 8 mods, which are moody, thirsty teenagers.
They're famished.
1 badass Wookiee.
Yeah.
Just 1. And then Mando, Fett, Fennec. And who else is there? Who else is helping out?
Who else do you need?
Oh, the two guards as well.
Yeah.
And we'll get on to their death as well. Soon.
Wasted.
And that's it. Yep. That's all he has. And
that's an army.
And stupid.
Sorry, folks at home. He had something like a Watson in his hand and pointing at us going, that's an army. Like that's some old man with his cigar.
I know armies.
So yeah, they betray Fett and start attacking all the soldiers. I gotta stop saying soldiers.
Yeah, people.
Fett's gang. His stupid group of people, and yeah, pretty much most of them get killed.
Yeah, I was shocked at how rubbish they were. The mods are backed into a corner and cowering.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I mean, to be fair, I don't know what I'm going to say, but like, they were always awful, weren't they?
Well,
yeah.
No, I just saw
They're
them.
Just like teenage, just teenagers. Yeah, like, you just ride around on their...
They were a bit...
Jenks, they're little mopeds.
They seemed... They seemed a bit more sort of fearless and a bit reckless beforehand.
Oh, they're just there.
Oh, yeah,
talk,
stealing that water.
Now, listen,
fearless.
It's a desert planet.
When you see them and they got their cybernetics and stuff, you're like, oh, that's got to hurt. Going through a lot of stuff to get that, you know, it must be sort of, you know, hardened.
Oh, it's just a fad. It will pass.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's like goths, isn't it? Same thing.
Yeah.
But so then we see them attacking
he's always hated those goths.
Just disclaimer, I have nothing against goths.
All our goth fans are gonna really turn on you now, Pryor. It's gonna kick off.
They will suck my blood, okay? So I'm, you know.
Oh, now you've lost them.
Yeah, it's a shame. They're not vampires.
Our
vampire fans are also now offended.
Are they? Are they not vampires?
No.
Any vampire fans out there, please just get in contact us through...
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you on. What did you think of the Boba Fett finale?
Let's talk about these two Gamorrean guards, right?
Oh.
They get pushed to the edge. And for some reason, these two guards don't think, maybe we'll just go around the sides and just run away. Instead, they just get pushed. And I don't...
Well, they're meant to be fearsome warriors, okay? And I get it. The odds are stacked against them. They made that little call on the radio. God knows what they said.
And that's what Fett said. He said, Christ knows what they're saying.
You would think that they would go, right, if we go back, certain death. Forward, 50%, maybe a bit more. Let's just rush them and batter them. They're strong.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
It's just wasted.
Yeah.
absolutely
a
waiting.
Waste of time.
And then what's his name, the Wookiee, what's the Wookiee's name again?
Like Curse Hanton.
Yeah, he reminded me
of the giant in Battle of the Bastards that breaks through the door and just stands there and gets shot for ages.
That's what
he reminds me of. He was just standing, instead of running or anything like that, or just trying to get to cover, he just stood out in front of everyone whilst they shot him and jumped on him for some reason. Don't jump on him, just shoot him. Yeah. Why are you jumping on him?
He's unbelievably strong. Don't go anywhere near him. Yeah. What are you doing?
You just think, well, guys, he's a Wookiee. Let's just shoot him. Because if we start going hand to hand, it'll probably beat us because he's a Wookiee. Well, no, actually, half of our guys, for some reason, are jumping on him, so we can't really shoot him now.
Do you just see their opportunity to be like, oh, yeah.
You know what this feels like?
I punched him.
I don't know if you remember, for the last two episodes, I said, it's like Filoni and Favreau just came in, and they were like, crikey, what have you been doing? Right, let's fix this. I feel like they're on holiday again for this last one.
Yeah, they've been like, well, they've only got one left. They'll be fine.
Yeah, you say that.
Show them what to do.
They've learnt enough.
Well, this was written by Jon Favreau.
Oh, mate. I love him.
I always told you that guy.
Don't.
Waste of time.
Don't you dare. He's a lovely man.
I told you.
He's a wonderful man.
To be fair, he wrote it. He didn't direct it.
Who directed it?
Robert Rodriguez.
Who the bloody hell's that?
Thanks, mate.
I don't know, but I'll tell you who they should have got is Bryce Dallas Howard. That's who they should have got.
You are in love.
She is fantastic at directing.
He was talking about her for about an hour on the last two episodes.
I mean, yeah. I was here.
I'm just reminding the people at home. It's been a while for them.
I thought you were just telling Chris. And
No. Just the people at home, you know.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Rodriguez. He's a filmmaker.
Makes sense.
He directed the 1992 action film El Mariachi, which had a budget of $7,000 and made $2.6 million. He directed From Dusk Till Dawn. What is going on?
I'm guessing the first or second half. Because Tarantino did one half, didn't they?
Is this the first one? So Tarantino still wrote it.
But I swear Tarantino wrote it and then they purposely changed direction. Because, I mean, you can see the point in which the direction changes in the film. And everything changes. When the vampires just come out for some reason.
Don't worry about
that. Don't talk about them again. We're in enough trouble.
Yeah,
I love that film.
There's a great, what's the song that plays in that? It's bloody great.
What, that Penelope Cruz dances to?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
a big part of my childhood. He's the best friend of Tarantino.
That makes sense.
Is that online? Does it say that?
Yeah, some Wikipedia, whatever the site is. I've never heard.
I would love Tarantino to go on there and go, not true.
Do you want to know all about his life?
No.
He was born in San Antonio, Texas, the son of Mexican-American parents Rebecca.
He was Villegas. He was
a nurse,
born in the
Cecilio
dark.
G. Rodriguez. His father bought one of the first VCRs, which came with a camera.
Who knows that? And who cares?
Well, I find that quite interesting. Did you know the first VCRs came with cameras for some bloody reason?
No.
Despite being completely different things?
No, it's so you can film and then you go straight onto the TV.
Robert,
I understand what... I know what they do.
They go hand in hand. One films video and one plays video.
Right, so it's like, I'll get the whole package.
Yeah, interesting whole interesting package. Here. Robert Rodriguez directed the first Boba episode and the third. Third happens to be the one where all of the
like
Tuskens are murdered.
Oh, what?
And the first one happens to be the one where no one says anything for about half an hour.
Good.
Boring.
But
sorry, mate.
Did he direct Like a Bantha?
Did he die?
Did he die? Oh, he died. Sorry, take it back.
It all seems to be going a bit poor.
Skew whiff.
Yeah. Bloody awful.
Everything's gone wrong for Boba, and then who comes along the street to
Luke?
No. No. Bloody old Cad Bane comes out of nowhere, doesn't he? Because all of his lot have been, all of Fett's lot have been murdered. Cad Bane comes out and says, oh, look, sort it out, just give up. And then, what's the name? Our Twi'lek friend.
Twi'lek.
Twi'lek?
Yeah.
What, the Mayor Domo?
He comes out. I think I could, I actually have a diploma in Democratic. I could help you.
He's sort of like an actor in one of those 90s kids films, similar to like Home Alone sort of thing. He's like sort of some random extra. That's how he acts. An extra in a 90s film
you
for
mean
children.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is bloody awful.
So then
he was actually, I'm going to find out.
He goes,
I've got like a list of people who I'm going to find out.
You're going to find all these golden films he's been in.
He goes out, tries to talk Cad Bane. Cad Bane knows, no, bugger off. Boba comes out, and we get a little standoff with Cad Bane.
Like a Western.
And Cad Bane says,
actually, yes.
There's one thing I don't get.
Go on.
Remember what he says after?
No.
Ugh, neither can I.
I've cut all of this out of my mind, of course.
He goes,
Jenks,
what's
get
it?
The quote first, mate.
It's not
David Pasquese is his name.
It's not Joe Pasquale. It's not it's not what's your deal? It's what's your deal?
That really would stand out.
There's one thing I don't get. What's your Cad?
What gets you out of bed in the morning?
He's done loads of stuff.
Go on.
He's a comedian as well.
Oh.
He was in Groundhog Day.
Oh, that says it all.
Born in Chicago. Oh, say no more. He's done lots and lots of really good stuff.
How many were in the '90s?
Utterly awful. Sorry, mate.
How many were in the '90s?
I will count for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He was in The Fugitive. 6, 7, 8, 9 films. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 television series. Quite a lot, let's be honest.
Yeah.
David Pasquese.
I can't find it.
Pasquese.
I can't
squeezy.
I can't find the quote, but he says something cool. Obviously not that cool because I can't remember it. But yeah, and then you think they're gonna have a shootout, as Pry would say it.
How would you say it, Brian?
A shootout.
And he's right, you
and
know.
Fennec says, no, don't do it. And pretty much Boba goes, yeah, all right. So then they go back inside, and then who turns up? Mando turns up.
Luke.
No. No, 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 no. And he turns up, and then Freetown, all their lot turn up. Yay. Yeah.
No, didn't really care at this point.
Yeah, neither did I.
Oh, he says, what's your angle?
That's it.
Angle.
There's one thing I don't get. What's your angle?
Yeah, as in like what you're trying to get out of this situation.
Exactly, yeah.
Cause he gets a big old palace in the desert. What more do you want?
Yeah, but he's a bounty hunter. Why would... But I agree with him. Why would Boba Fett want this? I get it.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm with Cad Bane.
Because of his time with the Tuscans.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that was meant to be 6 years.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah.
It seemed like 2 weeks.
Well, for us it was. So look, yeah. So I watched. Do you watch any new rock stars stuff? Their breakdowns.
Oh, all the time.
Well, New Rock Stars is a YouTube channel. They do breakdowns and stuff like that. And I was watching that. And they just went, oh, yeah, Boba was with the Tuscans for 6 years.
How do they know this?
Oh, because
who's told them?
I think,
well, it's bloody Favreau, isn't it? Yeah, oh, I'm sick of that guy.
But how insane is that?
That
it's
insane.
I'll tell you, how insane is it? It's insane.
It's crazy. I don't.
It's insane. We said.
Don't understand it. So yeah, everyone. Then the mods turn up out of nowhere, and they're all hiding behind this one speeder, right?
Yeah. And it seems like a good idea.
If anyone of the Pikes just has an RPG.
RPG.
Yeah, I know.
What What word are we in?
Boom. Destroy them. Kill them all. And it doesn't happen.
No.
Doesn't happen at all. It is terrible. But do we like that the old two Scorponex turn up?
Yeah. It seems like overkill, really, because there's like eight of them.
Eight of them? There's like two of them.
I mean, there's like eight. They're like the people that they're attacking.
Oh, right. Yeah.
As in Boba's gang.
This felt like they really needed to raise the stakes. And so they were like, yeah, let's chuck these bad boys in. That'll do it. And it just felt like, oh, I don't know whether they do that. Would they do that?
This feels very AJ Jenks territory for me.
Sorry?
Because this is where AJ Jenks would say, what a load of fan service.
Yeah.
I mean,
and yet he hasn't said it. Incredibly,
he doesn't think it.
I don't know. At this point, I don't know what they're trying to do. Really, I don't know if it was.
They're going for spectacle, aren't they? It's big vapid nonsense. A waste of time.
It is a waste of time.
What are you eating?
Carrots.
It's worse. Carrots and banana beer. And bloody Jacob's crackers.
Killer combination. No, the crackers are gone.
All right, they were meant to sober him up. Nothing can stop him now.
Crackers. The crackers can't do it. Nothing can. Let me get out my violin.
So you didn't like the Scorpion accent?
No. You say you did like them.
I was so in between because obviously I love seeing them. But I don't really...
Look, we all love seeing.
I tell you what I hated more than them was their blooming bubble shield. It frustrated me so much. It's like... They continue to fire at this shield. Pointless.
I know. I don't
it's
understand.
It's so pointless. And then they're trying to, you know, use the darksaber. I just, all of it's just like, what's the point? The darksaber can't do it. Crikey.
No one can.
No.
Nonsense.
I mean, it was nonsense. It was at least it turned my eye.
Just one.
Caught my eye
when I saw them come out. I didn't think it was massive overkill.
Yeah,
like it felt like next up was going to be like 20 droidicas just rolling up as well. And just,
it sort of feels like they're the victims of their own like
demise
upselling because they've all been saying like, oh, this is war. It's like, well, it's not really, is it? It's like 10 people fighting against 10 people.
Yeah.
This is war. But it's like, you know,
Peter Jackson just comes in and goes, no, I think we're going to change that one, actually, you know. Oh, I don't know what accent that was.
Yeah. I read last night that apparently, what was it? It was when they were shooting Rogue One, Peter Jackson visited the set on the day that they were doing the, they were showing the dailies, rather, of the Darth Vader fight.
Yeah.
And apparently Peter Jackson was there and he went absolutely mental. Like they didn't have any music or anything to it at that point, but he was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's awesome.
Of all the days that you chose to visit.
He got really angry.
Yeah, he was like, what are you doing stealing my character?
I'm very glad to hear that. That's bloody cool.
Yeah. Class.
Great stuff.
Anyway.
Great stuff.
Why are we talking about Peter Jackson?
So then,
God-awful accent.
The Scorponex just chase them for a while down the street. It's a bit of a duck and goose chase. And then suddenly, out of no... Well, Boba flies off. Did you like this cool little moment between Mando and Boba where they spoke to each other? And
this was cool. I like this. This was a nice little moment.
What did they say? Remind me.
It lasted about 40 seconds. And Boba said to Mando, he's like, you can go if you want. You can get out of here. And stuff, and Mando was like, no,
oh, yeah,
I'm going to stay. It's the creed.
Yeah, and so...
Yeah.
He brought that up, and it was actually a touching little moment where I was like...
Oh, you had to bring that up, didn't you, Mando?
Oh, typical.
I was like, this is quite good, actually. Yeah, I like this. Liking where this is going. Nah.
No. It lasted about 40 seconds.
It piqued my interest for 40 seconds.
They both flew out on their jetpacks and were shooting and... booting, relaxing real cool.
Really cool. I did like seeing them both use their jetpacks because we haven't really seen that because obviously Boba didn't have his armor in Mando, and that was really cool to see. Big fan.
That was cool to see. That's probably my favorite moment of the episode, I think, that kind of brief
it filled
scene.
10 seconds, so it was good.
Yeah, an excellent 10 seconds.
Boba then flies off, disappears, and these Scorpion X are absolutely ravaging the streets. And
also,
then
can we just the thing that Boba says, he says to Mando's, says just keep him distracted, you know. Imagine that.
Yeah.
What a
but
task.
Also, he's gone all the way back to his palace just on a jetpack.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Must have taken ages.
It's a long bloody way.
I bet he thought it would
as you'll find out. Big place.
I know, mate.
Tatooine's big place.
Very I bet he thought to himself, oh, this won't be that long. And he's flying up over the town and being like, oh, this.
He runs out of fuel and he's just sprinting.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I've got to get back. Oh, they're all going to die. Oh.
But yeah, so the Scorpionettes are kicking off, and who turns up? It's little Grogu.
Whee!
With what?
Luke.
What's her name with a stupid hair?
Oh yeah, we're Maz Kanata.
Yeah.
No, it's not Maz. It's whoever it is.
Maz Bo-Katan.
The engineer woman.
Yeah.
Mazda RX-7.
Yeah. You know the bloody one, what's her name? That's the cars. Mary, what's the name of the garage? You know, the one red hair. No, bloody hell, I don't bloody know.
Jeez. Take good. A moment. He's done.
Yeah. Yeah, so Baby Yoda turns up and he does it.
I thought you said Boba Yoda.
And Boba Yoda.
It's a title now.
Boba Yoda.
Are you the new Boba?
Grogu turns up and does in one of these Scorpion X, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
He's doing the same old nonsense he always does.
Yeah, he's just not a Jedi though, so it isn't cool anymore.
And he doesn't even properly take it down. I mean, he gets rid of one of its legs.
Yeah.
And it's still going. Still attacking.
It's still going.
It's still kicking
out. Take more than that to stop it.
And it was like this moment where he shut his eyes and I was thinking, oh, it's going to blow up or he's going to like shoot in the sky or something. It's going to be mental. Just take a leg off. And then, you know, Mando can deal with the rest.
Well, it's like with cows. They say if you...
said that with such intent, didn't he?
They say
it's like with cows.
They say you can slice off at least 10 steaks and
who
still keep
that?
The cow living.
Who says that?
What are you talking about?
Have you not heard that?
No.
From who?
Oh, it's a well-known fact.
In Cornwall,
no, it's not.
You can keep the cow living. It will then, you know,
live. This is a Cornish tale, isn't
and
it?
Then, no, it's true. But I tell you what, after we finish this episode, you Google it.
What question do I ask? Does a cow stay alive if you take a steak off it?
I think it's about 10 steaks you could probably do.
No, you can't.
And then keep it living.
That's
it
like saying
it will then heal.
Can we cut off a decent amount of meat off a human being?
Well, yeah, probably you can.
You
can. Have you seen the film The Gentleman?
Yeah, I have. It's great.
Has to cut 5 pounds of flesh off himself, doesn't he, at the end?
Yeah,
don't know if he survives.
No.
I don't think this is nonsense, James, I've got to tell you.
Why? What answers have come up here?
How long after a cow is slaughtered does its meat reach whatever?
That's not what I was talking about there, was it?
Lab reveals world's first steak made from a cow that's still alive, but they cloned the meat. I've been told that killing animals for food using halal. I mean, this is all...
Okay, you're getting...
Maybe I'm asking the wrong question.
You're getting too far away. Is that what you Googled?
Can I cut meat from a live cow?
You're going to get some weird results, mate. Don't bother.
How to butcher an entire cow on YouTube. Can you get meat from a cow without killing it? No. There is no way to obtain meat without harming or killing the animal.
There you are.
obviously so, harming it.
I don't know
it.
What you're talking about.
You're obviously going to harm it, but I tell you, you could get a good couple of steaks off a cow and it could still survive.
I think
one day, we'll go to a farm.
No, I
myself.
Will not take part in this. I think the person
I shall show you.
Who tried this is
I shall show
mental,
you.
Is an anarchist. And
an anarchist?
Cruel.
Was it anarchist? What?
The cows have been running the show for 2 years. They're not getting away with it
anymore.
Anarchy
is he? Is he
well, he's cutting off bits of a cow. And then
how's that
him...
anarchy? How does that make him an anarchist? It just makes him bloody famished like the water on Tatooine.
Famished? No.
Don't get me started.
It's cruel. It's awful. Just don't do it.
Look, personally, I'm delighted that
it's
I
researched
it. It's
a great way to stay in shape.
If you got away with that ridiculous...
It's true.
Ridiculous statement.
It's true.
This podcast would have lost all credibility.
Oh, dear.
Among the cow community, yeah.
So, the last Skorpelfleck is walking around.
Ooh, the Skorpelflubel.
Is walking around, and then there's a bit of a silence.
Oh,
and then
sauntering.
I think we all knew this was going to happen. Boba comes back, not on his jetpack, not with Slave One, just to, like, blast this Skorpel neck. Away.
Ooh.
You know, Slave One would have absolutely sorted everything out here. But no, he's riding his bloody
like a Benta.
He's right, what's it called again? Oh.
Rancor.
He's riding his bloody Rancor. I tell you what, some nights when I'm alone I ride my own Rancor. Hard.
Oh, well, you have to, don't you?
then soft. And then I go harder on the Rancor. Come on, Rancor!
Chris?
I got to lay off him for 5 minutes. I just debunked one of his theories.
Yeah, that's right. True.
But yeah, what do we think about Boba riding the Rancor when all we've heard...
Waste of time.
All we've heard of him is say it once. Chris has gone straight in with his opinion, so I'm going to go to you, Ben.
I actually think this was okay. Okay. Of everything that happened in this episode, I think this isn't the worst thing. I think it is a good way of taking these down. I actually don't think Slave One could have taken them down. I think they're shields.
What about the
what's that, mate?
The bomb thing they use.
What's Bow. That?
Yeah, maybe actually.
It probably would have blown up the whole town though if he used to.
Fine.
It would have done a good bit of damage, but I think that was probably the best way. Seeing he's got a Rancor and it's pretty effective. I think it was cool
well,
to
if
see
I've
it in
got
action.
One.
We've never really seen a Rancor sort of loose like that, able to just kind of Hulk smash. It was quite cool.
Yeah, but we never saw him learn to ride it. He said it once in an episode ages ago.
Yeah,
and what's
he did
name?
That thing where he touched his nose and it was like, yeah, you're right.
He's like, get on! Get off on. We go. Look at the good luck to ride it.
Okay, well, good news. The perfect opportunity's coming.
But the guy that was training it, wherever he's disappeared to, the rank...
Don't worry about that guy.
He's back in the Mayans, that series. Of bikers, yeah.
He said it was going to take him ages to learn to ride it.
He's actually been, you know, the lord of Mos Espa for like 6 years.
Yeah.
It turns out.
To be fair, it sounds ridiculous, but Chris has a point. It could have been like...
Who bloody knows what timeline we're on?
Yeah.
God,
it's so stupid.
But at least show us just once you learning to ride it.
I thought that would be like the whole like season. Oh, I don't know. Or it'd be like, oh, he'd fail to ride it, and then he'd learn to ride it, and he'd have to learn something about himself. No, decided to do it 3 episodes ago, and now can do it.
You know when Mando?
Waste of time.
I think it was what was it? Mando episode 1 or episode 2, where he learned to ride that beast with
Baby Yoda.
Crikey!
That's in the deleted scene.
Yeah, put a marker in.
No, he learns to ride that bloody thing with what's her name that says I have spoken.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that guy.
It's the
Ugnaught.
It's not a Bentha, is it?
Not a Bentha. But he.
I can't remember what it's called. No one knows what it's called.
It takes one episode to learn to ride one of them, and then you go.
Yeah.
At the end of it, you're like, oh wow, well done. He's learned to ride it. You had an old series here.
Yep. But look, it's the difference between, you know, in Red Dead when you're taming a horse and then, I can't think of a comparable game where you just get a horse. There's like it's wandering into a car and be like, oh, I can drive it, it's fine. You take the time to... Jack's just like despairing.
I know, I'm with him.
This one's like really going downhill.
I feel like you should have planned that out in your head before you said it. You
know? I want him to finish it. I want to see how he's going to bring this together.
The joy of Red Dead is in the detail that they go into, where it's like, oh, you have to do this and you have to do that. You have to go through a series of trials and tribulations to tame your horse, and then it's yours and it's loyal to you. Mm-hmm. This bloody rancor coming out of nowhere, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll do whatever you want. I don't mind.
See, you could make the comparison between something like an MMO where you just get granted a horse and you just are able to go on it. That I would.
Yeah, why can't I just suddenly ride this horse? It's nothing. It means nothing.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
And then. So also, I don't know if you noticed this as well. All of these Freetown lot and the mods, they're all hiding behind this wall. None of them are dying.
Yeah.
None of them are being even hit. Yeah. So many pikes are dying, it's crazy. But none of these guys from Freetown, and they're all just normal like villagers or just teenagers, not one of them is dead. And also, oh my God, I wanted all of those mods to die.
Yeah, and also that, you know, the big bartender, the Weequay, I think he is.
Oh yeah, he is.
He
very good.
He has a, you know, big stonking rifle on him. Lovely guy.
Yeah.
And he's loving that. And then the mod goes like, oh yeah, pass me that, and gives him a tiny little pistol. Oh, it's like that scene in Men in Black where he gets the noisy cricket, whatever it's called. I would have been livid.
Oh, and then she goes up to the top of a roof, and you think she's about to do something incredible. Yeah. She doesn't.
She does get shot at once though, and hides.
This is big stuff. Big stuff. So, and then the rancor just goes absolutely mental, pretty much.
So what I kept thinking of during these scenes is the ending of Rogue One. You know, when they're getting absolutely peppered in the sort of trench areas that they're in. I was thinking how high the stakes were and how exciting and thrilling it was. And I was like, this isn't the same. This isn't Star Wars, you know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it was such a shame.
And they all died in Rogue One.
It was amazing.
All of them died. It's amazing.
And the stakes were incredibly high, and yet we knew exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Because they had to die.
Yeah.
Because they aren't in the original films, and the story continues. So it's like, oh.
And what a powerful...
We knew they had to die.
Powerful story.
And yet, waste of time.
Whereas this is just rubbish.
This could have been anything.
So yeah, then...
And it turned out to be nothing.
So then the Rancor's going crazy, destroys the other Scorpionet, and then Ben comes and scares off the Rancor.
Bing.
And the Rancor starts going a bit ape crazy and destroying a few buildings, and then Boba and also, are we going to talk about that spin?
Oh yeah,
that one of the mods does.
I mean, it's a bit wet. I didn't really notice it at the time, but since like the memes have been out, I've been like, oh yeah, it's pretty rubbish, isn't it? And yeah, it's the least of our worries.
It's awful, but that is literally like that one moment. Shows exactly how this series has been handled.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Trying to look really cool and just an empty load of nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Silly. Is everything all right, Prime?
Yeah, man, you?
Yeah, I'm all good, yeah. Do you like the spin, or?
I'll be honest, I can't remember what spin you're talking about.
You're joking.
No.
One of the mods.
It's been all over the internet, man.
The mod with the eye thing does like a spin and then shoots.
Oh, yeah, ridiculous. I remember thinking that was stupid when I watched it, though.
Why do I feel like you didn't?
Yeah,
that?
You just said that. You just 100%. Said you didn't.
100%.
It's weird, isn't it?
100%.
So then...
I'll try spinning! That's a good trick!
So then Bane and Boba have a little fight. What did we think of this?
Oh, this is like the worst bit.
The worst bit?
They introduce Cad Bane... And then the next episode, they're like, oh, we killed him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
you're not going to see him again.
They've done a bit
gone.
Of a maul on us, haven't they?
What a waste of my time.
They didn't even give us a maul, because we had a wonderful time.
Maul was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Cad Bane was useless. I mean, he shot a sheriff, Bob Marley says never do that. He did that. Yep. I mean, that's all he's done, really.
Ironic, actually. He did the opposite.
Ironic.
He did the opposite because he shot the deputy and
he
killed
shot the
him.
Sheriff as well, though.
Yeah,
he
but
did both.
hardly, you know, he killed the deputy but didn't kill the sheriff. Whereas, you know, Bob says no.
Bob. Funny name for a girl.
Can you imagine anyone ever calling him Bob?
I know, Bob, I was thinking mate. That. What they used to call him? They used to call him Mr. Marley.
Just Marley, isn't it?
You Marley. Know? Yeah, it's Marley.
Marley. Oi, Marley and me.
Ah, see.
Be great. And be like, Bob, do you want any more reverb in your phone? Bob. No, I can't hear me.
But yeah, and that's and then the rancor then kicks.
James, what do you think about Cad Bane being killed off?
I thought it was rubbish.
Oh, good, thank God. You seemed like you were shocked by.
No, I was at this point. I was like, yeah, of course.
I was still like flabbergasted that they did it.
It was the most
ridiculous
pointless thing ever, and that it reminded me of a bit like this episode was like Game of Thrones season 8 in one episode. That all the important stuff that you think is big just gets wasted. And then the main thing to finish this off, which is meant to be like the highest stakes, is a rancor going crazy and just smashing up buildings. Kind of like Cersei's just the bad enemy at the end.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh.
And then they're just like crushed by the roof anyway. And it's like, yeah. Oh. And Jamie just goes back and it's like, oh, what fine.
Yeah.
Waste of time.
And,
a waste of time.
And then
time.
Grogu here just lulls the Rancor to sleep, ending its rampage, and that's it. And then
this was
Fennec,
exactly like Hulk and Scarlet. Black Widow, sorry.
Sounds good, real low.
Really was. And then Fennec Shand just comes in, kills all the pipe bosses like that. Could have done that earlier.
Would have been great.
Do that before anyone needs to die.
Send them all in.
Send them all. Why are you doing this when you have so many troops? But and then everyone starts to... the best thing about the end of this episode is that Boba Fett walks down the street and everyone waves at him. And then...
He got a melon.
And he gets a melon and then...
Lovely.
And then Boba's like, yes, this worked very well. I'm glad.
The place is just in wrecks.
Yeah.
Just like people screaming, lost limbs.
I've got my melon.
I think this worked out quite nicely, actually.
It's all I ever wanted.
They respect me now. I'm happy. I'm very happy. Good. I'm glad that all of this crap happened. But, you know, I've got my melon. I'm happy. Good.
All in a hard day's work.
Where instead, Fennec Shand, at the start of all this, when they went, oh yeah, the pikes are kicking off, he could have gone, right, Fennec, you're an assassin. Go and kill them all, will you?
Yeah.
But instead, it goes all to this. And then Mando and Grogu fly away in the Starfighter. Of course, we're going to like this because it's cute and it's Mando.
Yes, it's
and
adorable.
Grogu.
But. Obviously, what are you doing flying around in a bloody Naboo starfighter?
What's got
Look,
you?
I
what's
love
got
it.
You kicking? What, hang on, wait. That,
Look, that sentence. Here's the thing. I love the ship, but obviously, don't. What are you doing flying around in a starfighter? Like living in it? Or is he stopping at every planet every night, having a little kip in a hotel? Is he?
Hey, mate. You can do it. People live in their vans.
Well,
what, you know?
What's his plan now?
Like a butch.
Yeah, but people don't like live on their bikes.
That's not a bike.
But it's the equivalent of a bike.
No, a speeder is the equivalent of a bike.
No, because, well, at least a speeder would have like a back seat you could lie down on. You can't lie down in the Starfighter.
You could have a little nap in there.
You could have a little nap, but you can't spend your life in there.
Jinx, go on.
That looks unbelievably uncomfortable.
It's great.
Fantastic.
For this old neck, I tell you, just wouldn't do the trick.
What do you think about him getting excited over the, you know, speed?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's good.
It was wonderful. But, you know, what I want it to be is like on a big RV or something. He's got the Naboo Starfighter tucked under
on a trailer.
The ship.
He's got it on a trailer on the back of an RV.
He's towing it.
Yeah. Well, he's got like tied on the roof or something.
Ridiculous.
So he's like, oh, well, if I need it, it's just up there, isn't it? That's what I want. So, and I want him to have like a YT-2400 or something awesome.
So he changes planets. He's like, oh, the RV, oh, I left the RV back. Oh, I have to get that, aren't I?
It's like, oh.
He's got to strap the RV on top of the...
Look, whichever way around it works, it's fine.
This makes no sense.
It's just very powerful engines.
Attach it via the tow cable and it's just like flapping about as he's flying through space. Great.
Use your harpoons on tow cables.
He's got X-wings just behind him, just beeping their horns. Just like, what are you doing? I need to get past. Like,
you know what? Fair enough. Sorry. It's my fault, but what can I do?
Do I recognize you? No.
No, sorry, no.
I recognize your voice whilst I'm staring right at you. Something about you.
So, look, I love the ship, but don't love the lifestyle.
I can't believe that's what you're attacking.
Jesus Christ. Out of all of the stuff
in
this...
I can't believe that you boys don't think the same.
It's balmy that you're saying that you're saying this episode... Okay, it has its faults and stuff, but the living conditions is just atrocious.
You cannot live on a starfighter.
Just fly to a different planet and chill. He's obviously going to go to Bo-Katan, and then they're going to try and take back Mandalore, aren't they? That's the plan. So he's probably flying straight to Earth, thinking, "Oh, do we need? Are you sleepy?" You can't talk, can you? Well, I'm just going to fly.
Can't talk, and also, isn't this like another part of the fuselage?
Well, they can talk to each other still. Fuselage? No, it's just in a different cockpit.
Fuselage is the right term. I'll have you know.
So,
he's in like the little bubble canopy. But it's I don't understand this. I don't understand it.
Right,
you want to have like a motorbike and a sidecar and you want to drive it down to Australia or something,
it's
do you?
It's not like a motorbike.
Of course you don't.
Right. Okay. Well, he's in space, isn't he? It's space travel.
It's much bigger, much further.
Can it travel? Can it do light speed?
Yeah, of course it can.
Well, then what? It'll just be 15 minutes in light speed at a different planet. Get out.
Light speed takes a long time.
Have you ever done it?
Oh, I've done it. You worry about that.
Right, anyway.
Done it up here, and I.
We then get a little end credits scene. And it's the sheriff in the back to tuck.
Nobody cares.
And no one cares.
No one cares because where the hell was
I
he?
Love.
Well, we know where he
I
was.
Love the sheriff. Very handsome.
Very handsome.
Bloody hell, I didn't care. And that was the end of this episode and this series.
I assumed that he was still alive. Because he was like winged.
Definitely.
And someone said get him a stem.
Oh yeah. That's all he needs.
Get him a stem.
A stem cell.
Oh!
Get back, you beautiful man.
But also, what was that for an end credits scene?
Ever so dull, wasn't it?
I thought it was going to be the Obi-Wan trailer.
How they couldn't put in Kenobi stuff, I will never know.
They're being weird about the Kenobi thing. I feel like they're not going to do any trailers at all.
Yeah,
they're being
so weird.
And just drop it. They're being like Beyonce.
They're too secretive and they're avoiding it.
They've put out the poster and that's it. We've got no idea. What are you doing? And it's coming out on the same release date as A New Hope was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What was it? May 22nd or something?
Yeah, something like that. And it's like...
They got you and
one Kenobi.
They got you and under lock and key. He can't say anything.
25th of May.
Ian's saying a thing. He's doing no interviews. Absolutely nothing. Yeah.
No.
Is he in it? Who knows? Probably not.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Oh, please be bloody good.
I really hope it is. If it's not, then this may be the end for Star Wars.
Yeah, it might be. I might check out.
This is too big, and there's too much on this series.
Yeah.
If they don't get this spot on, it's after the sequels.
Yeah.
This is detrimental. Okay, we've had a lovely little taster from Mando.
It is like the last chance.
It is.
Mando's brought us back.
Mando.
And Boba has just knocked us back down a peg.
Yeah. I even think it was great. We had Mando and Bad Batch right after one another. Mm. And they were fantastic. So enjoyable. And I really felt... like I was in the Star Wars universe with those. Yeah, I felt like they actually cared about what they were making. And and then, of course, we have Book of Boba Fett, and it's like, oh, God, not this again. And Obi-Wan Kenobi, their biggest character, I mean, other than Luke, this is a huge staple character. This is, they sell all the merch because of this character.
Yeah.
You have to get this right.
Yep, absolutely you do.
And do you know what they need to do? They, I think with this, they need to go full fan service, full everything. Yeah. Everything.
I think they need to bring back Neeson. I think he's got to have a Force Ghost.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I think we need to have, of course, Ewan is going to be great because he's Ewan McGregor, but the storyline needs to be there. I think we need not fan service, but we need to tie things together with Obi-Wan.
We know Hayden Christensen's in it, which is great. Epic already.
Big fan.
This is the perfect place for Windu.
Yeah.
Put him in.
Oh, Windu. Yeah.
He finds Obi-Wan and then what? Windu just disappears.
Or Vader finds him.
Oh.
Now that would be
Oh
awesome.
My God. Imagine if Vader found Mace Windu.
If he's still on his Jedi quest and he finds various Jedi and just takes them all down.
That would be incredible. I mean,
and Obi-Wan tries to stop him or something.
So Hayden Christensen's confirmed as newly turned Vader.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, my
so red eye Vader.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you can slightly see inside.
Yeah.
Oh, it's creepy. Apparently there are two duels between Vader and Obi-Wan in the series.
That doesn't really make sense.
Oh, I don't know. I think it does make sense.
We meet again at last.
Yeah, but he says, Obi-Wan once thought as you do. And yet Obi-Wan never thought that he could be turned back in Revenge of the Sith. He was trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know the power.
That quote has nothing. But no, I get it. Is. Oh my God, there could be some incredible stuff.
I must.
I'll be honest. Obey. I'm just so. I'm so excited to see Ewan back as Obi-Wan.
Even that will make
be amazing.
Will make my panties wet. Right, so let's go straight to Dinkles for this final
children.
Episode.
Sorry, go on.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you two questions. I'm going to ask you Dinkles for episode 7 in the Name of Honor and Dinkles for the entire series of The Book of Boba. So we're going to go around first for just the episode and I'm going to go to Chris. Your Dinkles for episode 7 in the Name of Honor.
I'm really struggling with this point. I thought this was absolute
Put a marker in.
I'm going to. But it was worth it.
Yeah, you can't say horse on this podcast.
No.
Nope. Not after that whole beef.
After the
equine.
Oh, maybe it's a horse.
Maybe it's a horse. Are you thinking of the Office quote where Dwight is like, horse burger or whatever the hell it is?
Yeah, that's it.
And that's on the Office base.
And he's trying to sell to sell it.
He's like, Sears are still considering it.
Yeah.
Shopper Image is still considering it. Ridiculous. I'm going to give it. Oh, this is a really tough one. Can I give it nothing?
Oh, God.
Did I really not enjoy it that much?
Oh, my God.
I honestly can't justify giving it even a berry. I'm giving it nothing, boys. There you
go. Oh, my God.
It was bloody awful. It was the worst of the worst.
So this was the worst episode in the series?
Yeah. It's the finale. It should be a ringer.
Wow. Is
Make it easily good. Waste of time. It was a waste of my time.
Waste of my time.
I was very disappointed.
Wow. Very disappointed.
At your gathering.
Wow.
After the last two as well. Oh, waste of time.
Mr. Pryor, your Dinkles for Chapter 7 in the Name of Honor.
Yeah, for me, is getting a solid one Dinkle.
So what are you giving that one Dinkle for?
I'm giving it for the interaction between Boba and Mando that we hadn't seen proper. Well, I mean, we'd seen, you know, that, but not them fully
Look at him.
Together. That was
laughing at you.
I liked it when Boba shot his missile. Lovely. Everything all right there, mate? Yeah. I liked it when I actually liked seeing the Rancor in action. As I said, we don't normally get to see them actually brawling, so I thought that was a really cool little thing to see. I liked watching it, knowing that Chris Weeks would be livid. So yeah, that's
yeah, that's worth a couple of points.
Yeah, that was up there. That's it.
Bloody hell. So far after two people, it's only on one Dinkle.
Yeah, and that's all bloody me.
Wowza.
It's very generous of Bri, I think that.
I think I'm gonna have to give this a berry.
Oh, met in the middle. Very
yeah,
good.
I'm gonna have to meet in the middle there. I like that little Boba and Mando moment. And God, that's literally it. That's literally it. I don't know what else I liked in this. I don't think I liked anything else.
Oh, it's no need.
I mean, I think what's more stinging is the letdown of the two episodes before.
Yeah.
And then we were so hyped because of it. And we were like, this is the turning point, boys. This is what we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And we get delivered this hunk of rubbish. And it's like, oh, what's the point?
What was the point? What was the bloody point? So we've got to go for full series then now, eh? Series.
Jenks, do you want to get up the ratings as well?
Oh, yeah, you must.
Got him up.
Oh, he's ahead of me.
Got him here.
Unheard of.
I'm having a look. I'm angry already. And so for full season rating, boys, you know what I'm going to go here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go first.
Nobody wants to hear it.
For full season rating on Dinkles for me, it's a one Dinkle and a berry.
A one and a half.
Because, I'm sorry, those two episodes that are in the middle are not Boba Fett. I don't class them as Boba Fett. They're not. It's almost like they're shoehorned in to raise up the viewers for the final episode. It does feel like that. I love those two episodes. They're incredible. But in the grand scheme of things, as a full series and as a full arc, it's bloody rubbish. So I'm going one Dinkle and a berry. Ben, over to you, son.
I'm actually going two Dinkles and a berry.
Why?
So I do consider those two episodes as part of it, because if I were to say to someone, hey, watch The Book of Boba Fett, they would certainly run into those, and I feel that's only right to include them personally.
Yeah, jinx.
And so they have lifted it up, and yeah, the rest. I mean, I like the Tusken Raiders and that whole side of things, and so that was really...
But then they're all killed!
I know,
what's
but...
What's the point?
The time that I had with them before was good to me. They cherished me.
They were so good to me.
They caressed me, you know. It was lovely. And so that's where my double Dinko and a Betty come from.
I can see that.
Right, so I'm going to go to you, Christopher Weeks, to finish me off.
At last. I'm going to go two. Two sweet Dinkles, because just like Ben Pryor, I agree that it was obviously part of the Book of Boba Fett.
Obviously. Crikey. Not, though.
But not. I mean, it's nothing.
It was Star Wars.
He wasn't in it.
It was Star Wars. It wasn't Book of Boba Fett.
But it was, you know, if you were watching it and you read the titles, you'd be like, oh,
and we were.
Book of Boba Fett. Okay, yeah. Which we did. And yeah, and so for me, those episodes... literally give it two. Well, no, that's not entirely fair. I was going to say they were the only things that got it points. I also really like the early Tusken stuff. Before they were killed off, I was like, this is great.
Yeah, but if you look at it as an building. Overriding arc from A to B to C.
Jenks,
it was a waste of time.
Jenks, don't get him to bring his Dinkles down.
How can you give that a two then?
Don't interfere, okay? He said his Dinkles. Leave it at that.
Because it generally sort of entertained me for a little while until it made me angry. I like all the Western stuff.
I like
Cobb Vanth. I like Mando. I like Luke. There are a lot of pluses in there.
Yeah,
I
but
really
you, the one
series.
Thing you haven't mentioned is Boba Fett. You've talked about Star Look, Wars. That's all you've talked about.
Undeniably. It was a dreadful mistake.
I thought you'd say tragedy.
It was a tragedy.
We said this from the get-go. He did not... get the character right. Okay.
No.
It's a big shame that
so wrong.
It's a huge shame.
So wrong. So for the final episode, it got
go on.
The final episode for the three of us all together, it got one dinkle and a berry. Out of a possible
out of 50.
Out of a possible 50.
that's tough.
And then for a series, what did it get?
Two.
What did Price say? Two and a half. Four and a half. What did you say?
Five and a half.
I said one and a half.
Wait, no.
I couldn't even begin to tell you. What did I say?
No, so you gave it two. I gave it two and a half. That's four and a half. You gave it one and a half. That's six.
Six out of 15.
Six out of 15. That's not good, is it?
No, not good.
Should I tell you what not the old good. Critics thought?
Yeah.
I don't think people liked this, did they? They really had issues with it.
Well, so let's go with IMDb
first.
Well,
we've established the critics do not speak for the people, but yeah, let's go.
So for the actual episode, IMDb gave it 7.7.
I mean, what a waste of time that website
is. It really is. It really is. It has no idea. For an entire series, it gave it 7.5.
What's it give Mando?
Mando.
Hang on. I've got more stuff to talk about here. So there we go. We've had that. Rotten Tomatoes.
What's it give Mando?
What do you mean?
You snake the in the grass?
He just said he hasn't got that tab open.
I've got all of the Book of Boba Fett stuff first.
I want to compare them.
So what do you think the tomato meter... Let's go critics first. What do you think the tomato meter gave the entire series out of 100%?
75.
Chris was closest. It was 67.
Oh, what? I definitely get it.
What do you think the audience gave it?
48.
32.
60.
Wow.
Surprising. I mean, which is still very low, but I think people are taken in by those two episodes there.
Hey, Jenks, what did The Mandalorian get?
Okay. Well, on both of them.
Did you ever hear the tragedy?
What are you eating?
Dark is the wild.
What are you eating?
It's not a story.
The Jedi. What are you eating?
It's carrots still.
Still? Like it's Bugs Bunny.
Still. It was carrots back then and it's still carrots now. So, what do you want?
Munchy crunchy.
What do you want, Chris? What are you looking for?
What do you want, mate?
What do you want?
What's your angle, mate?
What's your angle?
Carrots and beer.
Jake, sorry, could you take a bit more time?
Right. Oh, bugger. I've got on Rotten Tomatoes. Well, I'll tell you what. So let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Great.
What do you think the critic review for The Mandalorian season 2
season 2
out of 100%? So remember, Book of Boba Fett just got 67.
I think 82%.
I was going to say 80.
93.
Oh.
Big. What do you think the audience score was?
78.
85.
90.
Whoa. People loved it, didn't they?
Whoa. And then IMDb has given it overall an 8.8.
That's a good game, wasn't it? Just plop it in front of us, why don't you?
Join us again next week for more pointless review.
I wonder what the sequels have got.
Oh, that's not.
I just want to take a look at how what reviews are like for the past.
Check a look at me now.
Like past 10 years of Star Wars. So what do you think? What do you think the Rise of Skywalker got? Oh.
60%.
Rise of Skywalker, what do you think the critics gave it?
Oh, I think surprising, like 7.4.
I think
this is
80.
Rotten Tomatoes.
84.
Ben?
I said 80 first.
52.
Ben! 52, wow. Yeah.
What do you think the audience score was for Rise of Skywalker?
21.
35.
86%.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
So I always think on Rotten Tomatoes, trust the critics, don't trust the audience. On IMDb, don't trust the critics.
How often are you on these sites?
Every
to have like methods. You've got like theories about how they work.
I just know. No one trusts me. But I just know these things. I just know these things.
Go on.
It's ever so hard to live in this world. Okay. So IMDb. What do you think they gave Rise of Skywalker IMDb?
I don't know, but I wonder what IMDb stands for.
I am da bollocks.
I
or maybe it's
am
I am DB wise.
That's humorous.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I think they gave this a, what is it, percent?
No, point.
For Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah, IMDb, Rise of Skywalker.
I think they gave this 7.
Chris.
Is this the critics or?
It's critics, mate, yeah.
I think 7.9.
6.5.
Surprisingly low.
I just literally said the theory, and you're not listening to.
Honestly, I've tuned out. This has taken too long.
We disregarded that.
Okay, Last Jedi is 6.9, and Force Awakens is 7.8. Of course, it's
7.8.
Yeah. The lag.
Of course, it's 7.8. If you literally just recycle a great film. It's going to turn out to be at least decent, and that's what Force Awakens turned into.
At least they're good for the environment.
So there we have it, boys. There we have it. So what's the future of 8 Days a Geek going to be, eh?
This is it. This is it.
What, that?
This is it. We're done.
Well, fine. I thought you meant we do Boba Fett again.
No.
This is the
last one.
Start at the beginning. We go back again. We keep talking.
Let's take it back to the start.
So there's a lot of great things
Steve
that are going to be coming out
was
very
skinny
soon.
Boy.
We got what? Multiverse of Madness coming out very soon.
Oh, can't wait.
We won't worry about that.
We will.
We've got to catch up. We're miles behind. What was the last Marvel film?
Ben will know.
Well,
Ben.
Loki probably. Wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's obviously not a film, obviously.
Oh, well then, we did Ultron.
I think it was Age of Ultron.
So we got about 50,000 bloody films to do.
Yeah, we got tons. I think it's time to skip, boys, if I'm honest.
Skip? No, we can't.
Can't skip.
We did... This is before we did The Mandalorian, was the last time we did. Unbelievable.
Well, and I'll tell you for why, is... The both of you said, we're doing too much Marvel. It's too Marvel heavy. We got to stop. And then we just never...
No, that was because of WandaVision and Loki.
Falcon
and
Winter Soldier.
Stuff.
Hey, it wasn't my fault.
Bloody awful.
It wasn't my fault they came out back to back, okay?
The last one we did was episode 32.
Just ignoring that.
Which we did on the 20th of September in 2020. It was Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, 2020.
That was the last one that we did. Yeah.
Okay, then we skipped quite a few then.
No, we haven't skipped.
Wait, we took a whole year out from doing one Marvel film.
It's because like WandaVision suddenly rocked up. After that, we did Harry Potter, Order of the Phoenix, then Mandalorian Season 1, then Game of Thrones Season 6, then we started Mando Season 2, then WandaVision. So like, there's been a lot of nonsense going on.
We're doing the films chronologically then.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, that'd be why.
Yeah. So, it's probably time to go and get back on the old Marvel bandwagon, do a few of those.
Yeah, well, what's next?
I've missed those. What's after Guardians? Ben will know.
Well, we we need to do Captain Marvel, which is before, but we never did that.
We don't.
Is that before Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, no. It's set in the 90s.
Oh, it's set in the 90s, but like we're doing release date.
I just said, are we doing them chronologically? And you were like, yes.
Yeah, as in chronologically, when they were released.
No, when the MCU is considered chronological, it means in the timeline. So what comes first?
Well, then obviously not. We didn't start with Captain America.
Then why are we doing Guardians of the Galaxy? Because that didn't that came out way after some of the films. Oh,
we probably just wanted to.
Did we?
Oh no, didn't we miss Thor Dark World and just jumped?
We missed loads. If you think about what came out before Guardians of the Galaxy,
we've done all the Iron Mans. We've done
what?
Okay, we haven't done Iron Man 3.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we have.
Have we?
Yeah, we did it on the 16th and the 7th, 2020.
I don't remember.
And the subtitle was My Perfect Sunday.
My Perfect Sunday.
Blimey, now, there you are.
And then Captain America, Winter Soldier, a thin man who wants to join the army.
That's good.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy. Everybody's enjoying it, so we can.
Oh, so I think Ultron is next then.
I think it might be.
So.
That's exciting.
He's having a look. Mr. Marvel over there. The algorithm and the way he stands with it.
So we did we do Thor?
The first one?
Yes.
Yeah. God, yeah.
Okay, and we dismissed, obviously, Hulk and stuff like
that. Yeah, not doing Dark World either.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Only doing the good ones, am I?
Well, yeah, chronologically, as in the order of the films, we've done it right so far. Not the release date, but the order that they should be on the MCU timeline, which means next
we actually
have to do the second Guardians of the Galaxy, which takes place straight after the first Guardians.
I'm down with doing that. I like Guardians too.
We could do that. It's a great film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a Kurt Russell.
And then Age of Ultron?
That's
immediately after.
Yeah, straight after. So we obviously missed.
Oh, we got to get to the good ones.
Well, we're not far away. Civil War is shortly after that.
Yeah, we've got Ant-Man, which is a great film. We got Civil War, brilliant. Black Widow.
I still haven't seen that.
Don't worry.
You don't need to.
We got Homecoming, of course, which is fantastic. Doctor Strange, fantastic. Black Panther, fantastic. Ragnarok.
See, that's as soon as I get to Ragnarok, I'll be buzzing.
Yeah, because then we're Ragnarok, Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Endgame, Shang-Chi, Far From Home, Eternals, and No Way Home.
Got the...
Well, seen some of those.
Oh, come on.
Still a lot.
I've got lots of time to catch up. Lot.
You've seen the new Spider-Man though, right?
Oh, for goodness.
How have you not?
I heard it was awful.
You're joking. It's been rated the best film of all time. That's what he
just said. Take it easy.
No, trust
me. I didn't want to go to a cinema. There's like a pandemic.
Oh,
going
ages
on.
Ago. That's old news.
Bloody hell. Also, you can watch Shang-Chi on Disney Plus. Of course, you can catch up on the Spider-Man before that on Disney Plus.
Well, I'm going to have to.
Eternals, of course, you can watch on Disney
you
Plus.
You don't
want to.
No one wants to see
rubbish.
That.
Watch it. We're going to cover it. So you
got to watch it. Well, you tell us you have to watch Black Widow.
Nah, but I mean, that's another level. But Eternals, it's bad. But I mean, you got to watch
also,
it.
Also, we, you know, we did all the Marvel series. There was a Marvel series that we were meant to do. Like a couple
Lucy
of months ago.
Lucy has been asking about this.
We just...
She's been saying, are you not going to do
Hawkeye?
We never
did Hawkeye.
I was like, we're sort of passes by.
But the thing is...
It was pretty
crap. We were watching Hawkeye and it was Christmas. And so it was lovely. It was a festive thing. And it didn't add anything to the MCU. So for me, I was kind of like, well, we don't really...
Other than Black Widow's sister coming back.
Well,
oh yeah.
The thing is, with
Villanelle.
The thing is that it wasn't really her coming back because this is pretty much takes place in order, you know, after the snap, all that kind of stuff. So she was inevitably going to come and try and find where her sister, who killed her sister, what was going on with that.
Yeah.
It was kind of there already. We knew that was going to happen. So if you've seen Black Widow, of course, it makes a lot more sense. And it's just like
absolutely.
Unlike Weeks, he has no idea.
Well, I'm sure.
I was like, who's this? Bird,
I'm sure
then.
At some point we can just do one episode on Hawkeye and just talk about it.
It feels like that time's passed.
We should do it. The problem is it's Christmassy, but we will We will do it at Christmas. December 2022.
But boys, we've got to say goodbye to our lovely packs of ears that are enjoying and seeping in our voices and our knowledge and our humour.
Shh,
I'm licking your ear. So, my name is AJ Jenks, and I have been AJ Jenks, and I've been here with
AJ Jenks,
and
I've been AJ Jenks,
and we have been 8 days a geek.
AJ Jenks,
over and out. To you. Locka better.
Perfect.
I ain't got nothing but love.